The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, March 27th is a double donkey. You got two clout chasing ass clowns who right now are getting all the attention they deserve, but the attention they deserve is coming from law enforcement and hopefully our judicial system. And I pray that they both get buried under the jail. Okay. The first one goes to a 26-year-old Missouri man named Cody Lee Feister or Fister. And a 50-year-old man from New Jersey named George Falcone. Now, first off, Cody is a clout chaser who was charged with making terroristic threats after he did this. Let's go to KMOV CBS 4 St. Louis for the report, please.
Tonight, charges are pending against a Warren County man who took video of himself licking a row of deodorant sticks at an area Walmart. The video has been shared around the world. The man says, who's scared of coronavirus before licking the items?
Why? Like, what does this type of attention get you? Do you really want to be known as the guy who went into a grocery store and licked on the right guard, who put their tongue on the Old Spice? Like, seriously, does clout chasing like this put paper in your pocket? Does clout chasing like this get you girls? Is there women out there like, oh, my God, that's Cody. He was the one we saw on TikTok licking the degree deodorant. Like, what's the point of this? Then you got 50-year-old George Falcone in New Jersey. He, too, was charged with terroristic threats because he plays all day. He plays all day. He walks up and down the street playing. Would you like to know what he did? Let's go to NBC 4 NY for the report, please.
This Freehold, New Jersey man accused of intentionally coughing on a grocery store worker and then claiming to have coronavirus. Police arrested George Falcone after the incident that allegedly happened at a Wegmans in Manalapan. The employee told Falcone he was standing too close to her and to a display of prepared foods. Police say that is when he allegedly leaned forward and purposely coughed and said he was infected. Falcone faces several charges, including making terroristic threats.
Now, you know what these guys have in common? They both need to get their ass kicked. First of all, I told y'all last week that if somebody coughs, it's like brandishing a gun. If somebody sneezes during this time, it's like a gunshot going off. But if a person walks up to you like George Falcone did and coughs on you and tells you they got corona, they shot you. They walked right up to you and shot you at point blank range. And when somebody does that, you have every right to stand your ground. If you cough on someone right now and tell them you got coronavirus, you deserve whatever comes your way. What if that grocery worker had pulled out a gun and shot George Falcone? Would he be wrong? Huh? If he was to shoot George Falcone, people would say he went too far. But no, George went too far when he coughed on that man and said, I got coronavirus. And Cody, what if your nasty ass was tested positive for coronavirus and you went in that store and licked on all the deodorants? Now, somebody just trying not to be musty walks in, and you know corona lives on the surfaces of things for hours, sometimes days, and they walk in and they touch it. Now they got it. Now they go home to their family and they give it to their wife and their kids. Once again, those guys like Cody and George are the descendants of the folks who Noah told to get on the ark and they didn't listen. We have to let them drown. We have to move on without these people. Okay, they don't care about our lives and livelihoods, so why should we care about theirs? Now, the penalties involved for a terrorist threat aren't harsh enough. Anyone convicted of a misdemeanor offense of a terrorist threat faces up to 1 year in a county jail. For a felony conviction, a court can impose a prison sentence of a year or more. Both of these guys need more time than that. They absolutely do. In fact, I would test them both for coronavirus. And if one or both of them have it, to me, that's attempted murder. That's assault and battery with intent to kill. They need 10 years or better. Why? Because people, we are in this together and we can only get through this together. So when we got folks like that who aren't with us, they got to go. OK, because you have to consider somebody else's life when you make your choices. These two fools could have been the reason that somebody else died. For that, they should suffer. Please give Cody Fister and George Falcone the biggest hee-haw. Now, guys, let's play a great game of Guess What Race It Is! Now, here are your clues. Cody Fister, he's from Missouri, 26 years old, went into a store and licked on all the deodorants because he said he's not scared of the coronavirus. A 50-year-old man named George Falcone walked up to a person and coughed on him and said he had coronavirus. DJ Envy, guess what race it is? White. Both of them? Yes. No hesitation, huh?
Nope.
Okay. Angela Yee, 26-year-old Missouri man named Cody Lee Pfister, and a 50-year-old man from Jersey named George Falcone. Cody walks into a grocery store. Cody licks on all the deodorant because he's not scared of coronavirus. George Falcone coughs on a man and says he has coronavirus. Angela Yee, guess what race it is?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say white because we don't play like that. We don't play those games. And everything I've seen of people licking toilet seats and all of that has all been white.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I just did that just to be able to say they both were Caucasian. Yes, they are. Oh, yeah. That is definitely something that people from the Caucasus Mountains would have done. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, you know it's going to be a time, right? Like we're not going to forget people like that. We're never going to forget people like that. And there's going to be a time later on in the future where we refer to things as BC. You're going to have one BC, which is before Christ, and then you're going to have two BC, which is before Corona.
My goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we
I thought it was going to be some type of trick or twist to it, but I guess not.
Nah, it's not like no trick to me.
Caucus Mountains, baby.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.